Hi Leba, and welcome to my podcast. I'm so excited every time you can stop by. One thing that I'm very clear about is that people are very busy. So if you can take time out of your busy schedule and just listen to me or just stop by and just chat back at me, I really do appreciate that. This platform is all about mental health, personal development, faith, and lifestyle. My name is Niza. Some people call me Lebo. I just wanted to come here and share concerning my anchoring words for 2022. Now, it's something that we've seen very commonly done online. I mean, whether you belong to a church organization or you belong maybe to a networking organization, it is likely that they do have themes that anchor them for the year. The importance with that, even in just using the word anchor, right? It's something that gives you stability, something that gives you direction, it's something that holds you to something. And so whether you, like I said, a church organization, I belong to a church and we do have anchoring theme for the year. There are other organizations that just have a word, like one word. But I think the past 3 years of my life, I've equally picked on a word that anchors me. And it's always an interesting story how I come up with these words. Most times it's an experience, mostly painful experience, or sometimes it's just a revelation or a very exciting experience. And so a word is given to me. My whole life is anchored by Isaiah 40, 28 to 31. And you can go and read that scripture, but from it is my saying, I saw on. So if you are looking at my social media commentary, I'm most likely to have that in as one of my hashtags in my caption. So it's very, very important to me. But each other year, there's a theme, there's something to anchor me by. The interesting story about my 2022 anchoring word is basically that I kind of received it around August of 2021. That's because June, July, I went through a surgery. It took quite a while for me to get better. And because it was throat surgery, or I had a tonsillectomy, because of that, I was quiet for most times. And as a person who really likes talking, I was put in a place where I wasn't talking. I remember it was just kind of like a horrible experience. One day I'll share about that, but it was really a horrible experience. Being in that place put me in a very reflective place. So I go through surgery, then I turn 30. So all that, I'm just reflecting on my life. I'm just thinking about my life. And so I remember it was around that time I was really sending SOSs to friends and my counselors and also my mentors. Like, I don't know what to do. I feel like I'm stuck, or I feel as though there's something that I need to do. I feel as though like I'm in waiting and like something is supposed to happen. And so in that process, being guided through therapy, being guided through counseling, through mentorship, I actually felt these three words that I'm about to share with you really pressed on my heart. And so I actually took them on as my anchoring words for 2022. I really like how these words were kind of like confirmed even through my church's theme for the year. So what are these three words? And I'll give you some, you know, context to it. Number one of my anchoring words is acceleration. Okay, I do believe that I spent my teen years and my 20s learning so much. Okay, I really do feel that way. When I was 15 years old, there was a prophecy that was told about my life, and it was from Revelation 3:8. And the Bible says, I've set before you an open door which no man shall close, and a closed door which no man shall open. Something around that. And all my life, I lived through waiting for doors and opportunities to be open to me. And then I went through a season where I just felt like doors weren't opening at all. And I remember one day in prayer, seeing this vision where I was standing before a big door, golden door, and it was a beautiful door. And I was really just praying, like, please open this door. Like, please let this door open. And as I was praying, in the vision, I was told to look to my side. I looked to my side and there was a walkway, a path, right? And as I prayed concerning what that meant, what was pressed upon my heart is that my path is already set. And so in this phase of my life, it wasn't really about me waiting for a door to open, but that my path was already set and I could just walk and I could just move in a particular direction with conviction and faith, and that would lead me to where God wants me to be. And so here I was praying about that, and that in itself kind of confirmed the word acceleration, because I'm honestly in a phase of my life where if I take the path God has set before me, if I go on a certain journey by faith, that it would lead me where I need to be. Hence, I just need to move. I just need to flow. And it's really an exciting time because I think there's a lot of maturity, there's a lot of perspective, there's a lot of faith that is also guiding me and anchoring me to the fact that I can move and that I am moving in that direction. So yeah, that's word number one, acceleration. Like, I'm not stopping for anything. And so there are times when people call me and they ask me like, oh, how are you doing? And I was like, oh, I'm doing okay. How's work going? I'm like, hey, it's going. Sometimes we park by the road, take a breather, but we continue driving because it's all about acceleration. I'm moving towards the big picture. I'm moving towards my purpose in 2022, and this might be going forward. Word number two is balance. Okay, it's really balance. I think balance talks to an evenly distribution of whether it's resources, energy, weight, whatever you're thinking about. And so in this phase of my life, I'm really looking towards evenly distributing everything, evenly distributing my money, evenly distributing my energy, evenly distributing my time. I don't want to have so much time spent on this and less time spent on that. I don't want to have so much time or energy spent on this and less energy spent on that. It must be evenly distributed. Whatever is important to me will get a certain distribution of energy, and I need to have balance. I don't want to be caught falling off in this direction or falling off in that direction. Because I think in my 20s, I did spend a lot of my energy expecting certain things from people that I never got back. I did spend most of my 20s, you know, like distributing my monies towards certain things that never yielded result or returns for me. So it's really about balance. How do I get balance in my relationships with my family, with my friends? And if I meet someone, God willing, Jesus, we are praying. Like, how will I distribute my energy or my love or my heart towards people? So balance. Another word, which is like a final word, is impact. What is life if not anchored in impact? And I think impact is also rooted in purpose. If I know what my purpose is in places and spaces and in relationship, I want to make sure that my impact is felt in those places, relationships, and spaces. So in this phase of my life, I'm really about acceleration. There must be movement, there must be motion, we must get to somewhere. Okay, and it's also about balance, evenly distributing. No part of my life is going to get more than the other, right? And also impact. My presence will be felt, my voice will be heard. I must, you know, take space. I must take space. If I'm being called to it, I'm going to be intentional, and my presence is just going to be felt. My calling is going to be noticed. And it's not really that I will remember the balance. It's not really that I'll be working overtime for me to be noticed. Not at all. I'll just evenly distribute my energy. And I'm just trusting God to use that to help me create impact and there being a presence based on calling. So these are the three anchoring words. And so on New Year's Eve, I stayed up waiting for the theme for the year. And when our bishop from our church, I got a Bread of Life Church fam. And so when our bishop just declared the year and said through, well, God through our bishop, our overseer, declared this year as the year to arise and shine, I just kind of felt like, yes, acceleration, balance, and impact. Hallelujah, church. And so another testimony would be that the day before New Year's Eve, actually, I felt so overwhelmed about the things that I was anticipating for 2022. And during a walk, I was singing this song in my heart, You Are the Living God, Is There No One Like You? And while I was singing the song, I wish I could sing, I was going to sing that song for you. While I was singing this song, my lyrics started changing and I was declaring, see how you've made me shine in 2022, see how you've taken taken away all shame of me in 2022. See how you've lifted my head in 2022. And that became my song, and I was walking. I did like a 4K walk. That was the song I was singing in my spirit. So that night, when there was a declaration that it would be our year to arise and shine, I was just like, glory be to God. I hear you, Jesus. I see you, Jesus. We're gonna do this, Holy Spirit. Let's move. Those are my words. That's my conviction for 2022. And I know it's only February, but I can also just share it with you. I hope it blesses your heart. Feel free to share with me what your anchoring word or your anchoring themes are for this year. I know I like to say I'm a minimalist, guys, but there's nothing minimalistic about how I think and how I envision things, hence the bulk of it that I've just shared right now. And I just hope you're encouraged. I hope that you gain clarity, and I hope that you're able to soar even as you discover what your themes are for yourself. Until the next time we talk, I am complete and